Today is the 22nd of January. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May and it is an absolute pleasure to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So yesterday we had another rehearsal for the call, which means that we are literally, I think, 10 days away from our worship service, and I am so excited. So if you still want to be a part of that, there are still streaming tickets available on the link on my Instagram page at JC May. So please go hit the link if you want to be a part of that. But with all that said, we're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday, and our verse of the day comes from Luke 12:11-12, and it says this: when you are brought before synagogues, rulers and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourself or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. And so, loving Father, we need your strength and the Holy Spirit's help as we speak with those who are opposed to your message of salvation. We want your words, not ours, to be what others hear in that crucial moment of confrontation. Please give us wisdom to know when to speak, what to say, and when to remain silent. Father, this we pray in your mighty name, in your majestic name. Amen and amen and amen. And so this week, I want to use this week to remind you that your Heavenly Father lives inside of you. Oh, Father, we glorify you. I want you to know that he dwells inside of you and that his Spirit is in you and that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But you've got to pull in the work and you've got to be dedicated and you've got to be consistent. I am reminded every day that I have to be consistent, and I'm reminded through my daughter. You know, every day she wakes up, she expects to see her mummy, she expects to see her daddy, and she expects her milk, and then she'll have her Cerelac, and then she'll probably take a nap. But we have to consistently be there for her, and it gives her the reassurance that Mummy and Daddy are there. And I want you to do that for God. I want you to wake up every day, and I want the first thing you do is to worship him. I want you to pray. I want you to talk to him. That part of your life, I want you to be consistent with. I want you to tell God every day, here I am. Send me. And he will. Once he knows that he can depend on you, and once he knows he can rely on you, he'll send you. So wherever you are right now, just worship him. Just worship him. Whether you're listening to this early hours of the morning, mid-afternoon, or late evening, just worship him. The Bible says in Ezekiel 36 verse 27 says, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my status, and you will be careful to observe my obedience. You will be careful to observe. Yeah. Just worship him. Just worship him. With your heart, worship him. With your mind, worship him. With your soul, worship him. Yeah. Father, we are here as a body to worship you, to reverence you, and to honor you. Isaiah 63 verse 11 says, "Then his people remembered the days of old of Moses, where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherds of his flock? Where is he who put his Holy Spirit in the midst of them?" That God dwells with you right now. His Spirit, His Holy Spirit is in the midst of you, in the midst of your home, in the midst of your job, in your offices, in our schools, in our government. Second Timothy verse 1:14 says, "God, through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, the treasure which has been entrusted to you." God has trusted you with something, and He needs you to guard it. Mandarabase ketebo shakatarabase. Ye ketebo shandarabase ketebo shanda. Lift up your voice and worship Him. Lift up your voice and honor Him. Lift up your voice and reverence Him. Where are my worshipers right now? My
It is well with my finances. Oh, Lord. It is well. It is well with my body, God.
It is well with your soul. Let the Holy Spirit continue to guide you. Let the Holy Spirit begin to lead you. The greatest gift that we have, apart from His love, is the Holy Spirit. So right now, I'm just going to leave you for about 30 seconds, and I just want you to call on the Holy Spirit. I want you and the Holy Spirit to be best friends. Just call on Him. So dear Lord Jesus, be with us today and each day as we face an unknown future. Father God, we thank you that you have promised in your word that you will instruct us and teach us in your way that we should go, and guide us with your eye. Thank you for your promises of guidance and comfort. Lead us, Lord, in the way that is best for us. And when we are facing circumstances that seems to be bleak and scary, please help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, knowing that He is the way, the only way that we need to go to be kept in your love. Thank you that we have nothing to fear. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen.
So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family. Do you know what? God is so amazing that there are more of you discovering this podcast every single day, and it literally blows my mind. So if you are new to this podcast, please, please, please reach out to me on Instagram at JCMay. I would love to connect with you. And just to let you guys know, and everybody who's been listening for the past year, our first worship service takes place on the 1st of February. I'm so looking forward to worshiping with every single one of you. But until tomorrow, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family. Bye.